It's a tremendous pleasure for me to do this. Alan, the last one I did was your replacement in Asia. And it was, somehow it was more colorful. I mean, you cannot believe they had the robes and the garments of all the tribes of Indonesia. And it was just quite a thing. But it was significant. I remember Badu's mother being there, and I remember just how proud she was of him. And any of you know Badu Sichumorang knows that meant a great deal to him, to his family, to the pastors. And we're going to have another more public commissioning for Alan on December 8th. But tonight we have the privilege of, as family, having a commissioning and being with Alan and Becky, and all of us joining in together to affirm Alan in his role, but also to charge him and to pray for him and to ask God to work in his life. You know, when one enters a leadership position, the challenges are absolutely immense and the demands are never ending. And so, very naturally, you're driven to prayer. But what do we pray? I'd like to share with you tonight two prayers of two of the great leaders of Israel. And I really must confess, this comes from your other brother out in Asia, John Ha. As he shared with us, and as I wrote some things for the dear staff, I thought this fits perfectly for what we're doing here tonight. And the first prayer is found in 1 Kings chapter 3. And you recall when Solomon came before God and he was commissioned to be king, God said to him as he came to him at night, said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Now, what would you ask for if God says anything? You've heard the genie jokes and all that sort of thing. I won't tell you any genie jokes. But the fact is that he did ask for something, and it's in verse 9. "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" Pretty good prayer. And most of us, I know I have, almost annually as I come through this, I pray it for myself and I pray that God will give me that. And it's a good prayer. But his father, David, had a different prayer. And that's found in Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 4 says this: "One thing I ask of the Lord. This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." That's quite different. Solomon wanted wisdom and David wanted worship. Solomon's prayer was kind of the prayer of a man on the rise in power and authority. And he felt the pressures and the responsibility of his task. And he really wanted to carry them out well. David, however, in this verse, desired to be in God's presence and to know him. And our friend John Ha, as he was sharing this, he says, "You know, this sounds like the prayer of a retired person with David." And we could assume that David somehow wanted to rest, relax, and enjoy God, and that he was reflective and he was unhurried. And perhaps he delegated well, you see, and he just wanted to escape from the pressures of his work. And somehow, after the smoke of the battle and the thrill of conquering and establishing his rule, David finally concentrated on his worship. But David wasn't retired. He was right in the middle of everything. He was the king and he was leading a nation. And even with the incredible responsibilities that he had, he made seeking God his first priority. Now, King Solomon did grow old while he built and he developed a nation, but he was led astray by the lust and the love of the world. His wives and his concubines distracted him from God. His intellectual ability confused him as he sought God with his mind. And while he was encumbered by worldly wealth and pleasure and power and great wisdom. And so you consider the results of their lives. At the end of Solomon's life, if we can think that that's what he concluded a bit in Ecclesiastes, his summary statement was, all is vanity. But David concluded, all is God. And God called David a man after God's own heart. So what does that say to us who are leading ministries? And in particular, what does it say to you, Alan, as you lead this U.S. work? All of us, you know, have prayed Solomon's Prayer in the prime of our ministries. And somehow we, because of the great need, we gravitate toward that prayer for wisdom. And I know I have. But, you know, David's prayer was more vital, more timely, and more needed. Wisdom to lead is not nearly as vital as depth of relationship with God. And the focus of our ministry and the frantic pace of our ministry can never replace the empowerment that can come only from God as we wait on Him. We need to be more concerned for our worship than for our wisdom. So, Alan, tonight, my charge to you is to seek God first and wisdom second. Never lose your focus. Worship before you work. There is absolutely nothing so urgent, nor any matter so complicated, which should ever preclude seeking God in worship. Wisdom without worship is simply human wisdom. And the priority of worship first will always lead to wisdom. We'd like to now spend some time praying for Alan and Becky. And so, Alan and Becky, if you would just come up here. And I'd like to ask Terry and Carol Taylor. And there are many of you have been designated, but basically some of the old NLT and the new NLT. And Mary, if you would come up, please. And we'd like to gather around Alan and Becky. And the NLT and some of the others that were asked, please come on up. Come on over here, guys and gals. That's it. We've asked Terry Taylor to begin the process, and then several others will pray, and then I'll close. So let's bow together before God and join our hearts in prayer for Alan and Becky.
Father, what a special time to come together with your part of the body that you have so graciously burned a dream and a vision in our hearts. And Lord, you have given us a burden about generations, and Alan represents a generation, Lord, as we look to the future. And Lord, Alan and Becky, they are your choice. And tonight, we would pray for a supernatural anointing. Lord, for a connectedness and a oneness in these months and years to come, that they would experience the hand and the right hand of all of their friends and fellowship, but most of all, the anointing of your Spirit in their mind and in their hearts in what they say and in what they do, that you might empower them in every way. And Lord, I would pray also for special protection for Alan and Becky and for their dear family. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you would put a band of angels around them and protect them, nurture them and love them in ways they never dreamt possible. And Lord, you are the resources for everything. You're our sovereign Lord. And I pray that you would open up heaven and pour those resources out on Alan and Becky for this dream for which you've called them to and set them apart for this job. So tonight, I want to join with all in this room and with the family and all those that have gone before to pray for your blessing and for your anointing and your connectedness and your oneness in Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
And Holy Father, the one who has sovereignly set apart Alan for this role, we thank you for your sovereign work and preparation of his past. And Lord Jesus, our brother, the one who died, thank you for your immense and eternal love of Alan and how he's come to understand that through the brokenness of different experiences in his life. And Lord, here we are, all of us, gathered around, realizing that your Holy Spirit has said, set apart for me Alan and Becky for this role. And so, Lord, it is my privilege and it is our privilege to ask for your Spirit to be on him in enormous ways so that we might see the glory of Jesus through Alan. He will experience weakness. The job is enormous. It is complex. The task is huge. It's superhuman. But with your Spirit, Lord, you can show him how to go forward. And Lord, we realize that it's not about Alan. It's about Jesus, and Alan is the vehicle. And we pray that your Spirit would work through him in powerful ways for your glory.
Father, you are an awesome God. You are a great and a powerful God. One who specializes in the impossible. So, Lord, we just ask your special blessing on Becky and Alan. And ask, Father, that you would reveal to them your power and your greatness, your grace. And, Lord, we want to commit them into your hands, knowing that it is you that we believe in. It is you that we trust in. Father, we know that you're going to do great and mighty things in their life and in through their lives.
Lord, I would pray that you would give Alan and Becky great vision for where this work needs to go, that it would just penetrate into their hearts so deeply. Not only would they have this vision, but Lord, that it would deeply have them. It would drive their hearts in dependence towards you. Lord, I pray you'd give Alan and Becky the ability to see in this vision, in the vision you have for us, things that many of us cannot see yet and know how to help us get there. Lord, we pray so clearly that the vision you place upon their hearts would be a vision that would capture the hearts of all of us. Lord, would you keep that vision strong in their life? Would you keep it clear? Would you allow them to be used in our lives to keep it very clear for us? Lord, we thank you that vision of this kind can only come from you. And we ask that you would give it freely, graciously, to Alan and Becky. And Lord, would you give them the faith to follow that vision? Things that are not seen, that have not happened yet, that you'd make clear in their hearts, in their minds, and in their eyes. Lord, may they have the faith to live every day for you, always dependent upon you, always looking to you, never fearful of stepping out in obedience to you. Lord, would you give them the faith to believe you and to believe you for us? Help us to have that kind of faith. May they have great faith in the people that you placed in this organization, the Navigators, and always encourage them to follow you with their whole hearts.
Lord, give them great vision. Give them great faith.
Father, we know the enemy of our souls would want to attack us at our head. We do ask for your protection around Alan and Becky. We pray that they would dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I pray that they would say to you, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Lord, you are the one who must deliver them from the snare of the enemy and from the deadly pestilence. Cover them with your pinions and let them find refuge in the shadow of your wings. Be a faithful shield and buckler to them. Lord, do not let any evil befall them, nor plague come near their home. Give your angels charge over them, to guard them in all their ways. Bear them up in your hands. Because they have loved you, deliver them. Set them securely on high, because they know your name. When they call upon you, please answer. Be with them in trouble. Rescue them and honor them and satisfy them with long life.
Father, I want to pray for Becky. And I'm reminded of Colossians, and it says, since we have first heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you. And Lord, since we have first known Becky and Alan have been put in this place, we have not ceased to pray. And I pray that our prayers in your presence would be bringing a great sense of power to her, power in your spirit. And Lord God, I also pray that she would be filled with your knowledge and spiritual understanding as she partners with Alan. Lord, that you would help her in those new decisions, new roles. Pray that she might walk worthy before you, pleasing you. And so, Lord, give her confidence. Let her lean on you, knowing that you have also picked her to stand beside Alan. Lead her forward, Lord. Let her look to you for what it should be like to be the president's wife. Let her be herself. And, Lord, use the way that you have made her to bring glory to you. And then, Lord, I pray to the rest of the verse that she might bear fruit in all that she touches in her life, that you would go before her, that your Holy Spirit would enable her by your power to bear fruit into the many lives of the women that she will touch. Thank you for her, for being able to walk along and support her through prayer. And I pray that she would really feel your power and your presence as she walks down this new pathway.
And Lord, we thank you for their three precious daughters, for Amy and Nancy and for Sandy. And Lord, for the wonderful husbands that you have given to them, John and Philip and Chad. And Lord, we thank you for the way that you are going to honor yourself through their lives. Thank you for the character that you have built into Becky and Alan, and the way they've had to trust you for their daughters, just as each of us as parents has to trust you when we want you to develop godly children. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you will, as they go through times of doubt and hardship and difficulties, illness, that you will prove yourself and that your promises will be their stay. Lord, help them to see that your character is what they need to cling to. I pray that you would bless their daughters and spouses with your grace and your love, your kindness and your generosity and your fruitfulness. And I pray that they would impact their generation for you, and you will fulfill your purposes in their lives and show them that your promises are true. I pray that if it be your will, you would bless them with the privilege and joy and responsibility of being parents. And Lord, too, that you will protect them from the evil one. Protect their marriages. keep them safe from any schemes that he would want to inflict to destroy what you are doing in their lives. Father, I pray that they would each discover their spiritual gifts and be able to use them to build up your body. And Lord, I pray that there would be much joy as a result of their lives. Thank you, Father, for each of those three girls and their husbands.
Father, Lord, God Almighty, who sets one up and lays another aside. Dear God, we come to you this evening. We lay hands on our precious brother and his wife. And Lord, we pray that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your anointing would fall on Alan and on Becky. And that your grace, Lord Father, would fill their lives. You said, Lord Jesus, through the Apostle Paul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Lord, as Alan leads, Lord Jesus, even as you have impressed our hearts, Lord, out of weakness and out of brokenness, Lord, might he lead with power in the name of Jesus. And Lord, out of integrity and truth from his inner life to the outer margins that he touches for the cause of Jesus and the gospel, may your power flow through the integrity of their lives in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, we pray that he would be a man secure in Jesus, not in his role, but God, Father, that he would be vulnerable and that he would lead us as an organization into vulnerability, not being afraid of holding on to the past and what we might become. But Lord Jesus, give him the courage and security in you to be vulnerable, to lead us ahead. And so, Lord God, we pray and we lay hands on our brother and our sister. And we ask that your anointing would fall on him and remain, and that you, God, would empower him, that in his weakness he would be strong, that Jesus would be the strength of his life, and that we, Lord God, would follow the faith of the man that you have set in this office for your glory and for your honor, in Jesus' name.
May we all stand, please, and just join hands with those who are nearby you as we close this time of prayer now. Go ahead and join hands up here, folks. Sorry. Father, you have heard these prayers. You, O Lord, are present in our midst. You are the one who, through the counsel of your Holy Spirit, have chosen Alan for this task and Becky to be his helpmeet in the process. And as David prayed, one thing have I asked of the Lord, this also shall I seek. Lord, help Alan to pray that he would want to dwell in your house all the days of his life. And like David to say, by thee I can run through a troop. Lord, you know what is ahead, and you know the enabling you can give him, but also his team, because he is not alone. Father, I recall that you have said that our heritage is beautiful. And Lord, we have a beautiful heritage, and for those who have gone before Alan in this role, for Leroy and for Jack and most recently Terry, God, you've used them to set a pattern and a path. Help him now to be faithful in that chain of succession as we pass the mantle on to him for this task and for this time. Lord, help us to be faithful to pray for him. God, I, before this body now, and before you, we charge Alan together to walk in integrity of heart before you, to take this responsibility as from you, as a servant. And now I'd like to ask that if all of you will commit to pray for Alan, Becky, Dately, I'll ask you that question, and I'd like you to respond, we will. Will you faithfully and daily pray for Alan and Becky in this role? Now, Father, this is your work. It's not ours. The Navigators do not belong to any one person or to any group, to the past, to the present, or to the future, but to you. We now want to be faithful servants and faithful stewards of what you've given us for the cause of the gospel in the world. that men and women would come to know Christ, that we don't give ourselves to preserving an organization, but we give ourselves, Father, to the advancing of your kingdom, and to see men and women enter into that kingdom from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. To that end, Father, we commission Alan and Becky. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was a student at the University of Illinois in Becky and Alan's ministry there. And I remember going over to 715 West Iowa for prayer meetings, to hear the word. And Becky was always kind and compassionate and asked lots of questions and very loving to us, of us in the ministry. I've always appreciated knowing Becky and the love that she has for people in the ministry and for the staff. The one-to-one report just listed Becky's hobbies as these: reading Christian fiction, biographies, systems and organizational materials, finding special gifts of encouragement for people, helping match people's needs with available resources, and talking with Alan. We wanted Becky to come and share with us a little bit tonight as well. Becky?
Well, many of you have already heard my testimony in one of the roundtables, so they asked me to share just a little bit of what God has been encouraging me in. And as I was thinking about that, I thought back over, and I thought it's been the promises that God's given to me over the last few years and just being able to see those things come about. And I think I'm looking forward also to the promises that God's given us as an organization and the promises that God has given Alan and I for the future, and just seeing those things come about. The thing that I look forward to is also getting to know many more of the staff women, seeing where they are, trying to be of help when I can be and an encouragement. And I think that's where my heart really is, for the women that are out there carrying a big load and just about anywhere they are, no matter what season of life they're in. So I think I'm really excited and looking forward to what God has in mind for us in the coming years together as a staff and as a group of men and women who love the Lord and want to see his work go forward and other people come to know him and to have what we have together. Thanks.